This is Robert Monroe, and welcome to another Explorer tape session. Again, we return to ROMC, this time for a special study in consciousness. As we pick it up, ROMC has just completed moving into Focus 12 and then begins in this new form of translation.
I just very gently sort of floated up to my platform and got very relaxed on my platform, but all of a sudden I saw myself on my platform in a different kind of a position. It's like I had some kind of earphones on, and it's like I was connected by a light beam. It's like some energy earphones, and it's like I had a kind of a typewriter too. It's sort of a comical sight, but I just saw myself like I'm taking some dictation. And this beam that's connected to my earphones is a light beam that is just a connection between an aspect of myself and another energy level, where I would just receive some dictation. And I could hear some words start. And I guess it's like I'm going to just be taking down this dictation, and I'll see what's being dictated to me. I'll hear what's being dictated, I guess. It's like sometimes I do this automatic typing where I just sit down and take dictation, but it's like I see myself, I'm typing, and the words are coming as I'm typing, and I can see it. I always find myself resisting it a little bit, but I've got to let the energy flow and just let it go. Okay, it's coming in a typing rhythm. It's sort of interesting. And the words are coming like this. We are speaking through this method as another form of tapping in to the consciousness level of this energy being to help her to interpret some of the experiences that have been taking place in her level of consciousness. We would like to speak on the nature of consciousness and to interpret the experiences which have been happening. It is important to describe to this entity the nature of these experiences to help to clarify the overall purpose of the journeys that are taking place. The learning can take place on many levels through experience and also through the knowledge that is interpreted through these experiences. And this soul and energy form is being taken through the lessons as a part of her own growth and her own levels of understanding. But it is also a method which is helpful in the growth and understanding of others. Therefore, this is why the specific experiences and lessons are done in many different forms, because the learning process is a creative process, and therefore we use all aspects of the creative nature of each soul. Creativity is the very essence of life, and therefore this creativity is a means of bringing through the lessons and experiences in a form that is not only understandable to this soul, but to others. We speak on the nature of consciousness because this is what has been taking place in the journeys of this energy soul. It is a journey into the various levels of consciousness, and all aspects of the self are in use: the sight, the sound, the touch, the feel. Aspects of the physical time self, but within the deeper levels of the self there are other dimensions of understanding, and this is what was being interpreted on the level of knowing, which is the level which goes outside of time and the level that goes into other dimensions of the consciousness. The time dimension of consciousness is that dimension where all the physical senses are at work, and therefore this is why there is a connection between the physical senses when these teachings are taking place and when the energy of self experiences on different levels. It is through these senses in the time dimension that we are able to help the self interpret and understand what takes place, because this is the level of the conscious level of the soul, and therefore this is the level in which the interpretation is being made. But from the deeper level of experience and the level of knowing, this is on a timeless level, and it is a difficult task to get through the lessons and the experiences and the knowledge that is tapped into on this level, because it is understood on different energy. It is understood on a different energy vibration. However, we must work now with what we have to work with, and as we proceed, we will find other means of communicating on the levels of other consciousness experiences. We would like to speak of a level of consciousness which is that level where the human self exists in the earth form, and that level of consciousness is that level which is in touch with the energies of the physical forms of the earth. It is the physical level of the physical self being in touch with the similar levels of the earth. And this level of consciousness is that level whereby the soul has the experiences of growth. However, it is also that level whereby the soul has the experiences of questioning the purpose and of doubting, and the levels whereby there is not the inner understanding of the higher purpose of experience. The conscious level of the conscious state is that level where actually the self is taught to understand its own nature. And these are also the same levels that exist in the dream state of the individual. There are several aspects of this conscious level of consciousness. The conscious level is that level whereby the soul is in touch with its experiences that relate to the physical plane, and these are the experiences that are interpreted even in the dream state to help the soul to understand the nature of their own experiences and emotional levels. This conscious level is not a conscious level as you know it, because it is that level that is always in touch with the physical. And often many souls are not in touch even with their conscious level in the waking state or in the dream state. Most souls that are not in touch with their own physical attunement, with their own physical attunement to self or with the earth level, are out of balance because they are not aware of the energy flows even within their waking state. These souls that are not in touch with their consciousness level are living out of balance because they are not even in control of the own energy that flows through their mental selves and through their emotional selves. A large part of human nature is in this position to be not awake to the happenings of the conscious level of existence, which takes in their relationship to their physical senses, the physical self, and also to the energy levels of the earth and the same energy levels of other beings. Therefore, before a soul is able to tap in to the deeper aspects of the self, the knowing aspects that tap into other dimensions, it's extremely important to break through this level of consciousness to become aware of where the self is in relation not only to itself, but in relation to its centering point in the universe on this level. as each soul gets in touch with its centering point on each level of consciousness, it then is able to move into another state and another aspect of its own dimensions. But it is important to come into that knowing a level of even the consciousness levels. Therefore, each soul must break through those barriers that would keep it from experiencing its own nature. And this is why it is important for souls to not withdraw from experiences of all types, to be involved in all levels of relationships and all levels of experience on the earth plane, to be opened into an understanding of their consciousness. The desire to know the self is a very important aspect of breaking into this first level of human consciousness. That desire to know is the first important aspect. There are many souls who desire not to know, but to cut off an understanding of the true nature of self. And therefore, this fear of knowing will put a barrier and can lock a energy self into one position during this whole time span of the Earth life. However, souls are often forced to have experiences which they fear, and this is why on the earth level there are many types of experiences that have to be set up for the soul to experience the deeper, to experience more a breaking through into other levels, because it is important for souls to break through the levels. And this is where the cycles of the what is called death cycles and the cycles of what is considered tragedy on the earth level are actually cycles that humans have to go into in order to break into other levels of consciousness. Some souls, when they experience the breakages of time and experience the loss, the losses of other energy forms around them, can open up into an understanding of self through experiences. But there are other souls who go further into locking into a time. They lock themselves into a time capsule, which is the emotions that are put around the self, the emotions of fear, and very much the emotion of self-protection from inner knowledge. The emotion of the fear comes from that fear of hurt, which is the fear of destruction. But the important aspect of growth is to have these protections destroyed around the self, so that as these forms that have built around the self are destroyed, those emotional forms that hold the self down, as they are destroyed, then the soul is at the level of going into the aspects of consciousness where there is the knowing and the understanding and the flowing of energy that is on a timeless level. There are souls that are living in this understanding and in this higher energy flow, this higher consciousness level, who live on the earth plane. And these are souls who are working in the exchange of energy, where they are helping other energy forms in an understanding of their higher selves. We speak on this because this is the aspect of what we are helping to teach this soul. It is important for this soul to break through those barriers that are, that have been built around, barriers that have built not only in a lifespan of this lifetime, but there are certain patterns and barriers that a soul builds around itself, and it is important to break through these in order to break into the timeless level of existence while on the earth plane. This is the very essence of why a soul steps into the physical body, to be able to break through the time barrier of the consciousness, the earth consciousness, the physical consciousness, into that timelessness of knowing, and that timelessness of being in the highest form of energy that is within each pattern of each energy self. This pattern is there within the very nature of consciousness of each soul, and this pattern is in the consciousness of all living forms. And as each soul is able to break through the barriers into an understanding of their own flow and rhythm, and an understanding of their own attunement with the universal patterns, it is then that the great creativity flows, the timeless energies that flow through the soul or the self, the timeless knowledge and the timeless experiences that help the soul to grow into the understanding of the purpose of existence. And this has been the basic reason for bringing this soul into the various levels of experience, just to help to break through the barriers. And that this is a slow process, but it is also a process whereby every soul must operate. Every soul has many factors working at all times. There are many dimensions and patterns that are a part of the inner and the outer natures. And as the soul gets in attunement with all of the patterns, but it begins with the inner pattern as it follows into the flow of its inner attunement, there is a breakthrough into many dimensions and many patterns of life and understanding of all knowledge, as all the knowledge that exists within the universe, it is right within each, the pattern of every soul, the pattern of every self. There is that holder existence of the highest form, a highest form of energy, the highest form of light, and also the polar aspect, the other pole that helps to bring the balance. It is like the earth with its north and south pole, the magnets that attract and also helps to keep balance. There is within each soul the polar existence, the higher, the opposites that help to keep balance. And this is why souls come into situations where they operate on energy levels that help to bring them into forms of balance that are normal and are on a level where the soul is not in control of these methods whereby they are helped to be brought into balanced points. But if once a soul is awakened to the knowledge of its own existence through the desire to know, to be, and to become the come into oneness with all consciousness levels, then there is an ultimate creativity that flows and brings the soul into a timeless level of existence while in the physical body.
From the perspective, from the viewpoint from which you're speaking, are there any specific messages that might help us at this moment?
The specific point is to use the knowledge which you have received, always to put these, what we say, these principles into action and to put them into use. And by using principles that you receive through your guidance and through that guidance that comes through all the levels, that seems to be a oneness that seems to, the principles that seem to come up again and again, put these always into action in your own life and in the work that you're doing. And as these principles are put into action, it is like rolling a ball down the hill. It will go on its own energy. It will work on its own energy levels. This is why we teach these various, these lessons are being taught, that unless they are put into action, there will be a stopping point in the energy levels of those who know. Once you know what you must do, if you know and do not do it, there is more of a destructive blockage in your energy than if you do not know. You must put the principles to work in your own life. And as you put these principles to work, then they become live and are operating in a very live form.
This seems an appropriate time to stop and turn over and put the other side of the cassette on, and we will continue with some interesting questions. Most interesting. So turn the cassette over now, and we'll begin again.
The reality, and that is the lesson which the Christ came to teach the earth, only to show that way, not to talk about that way, but to live that way. And therefore, as each soul lives that which they truly believe, it will be a shining example for others in more ways than one.
Who then was the Christ who came to us?
The Christ was the highest level of consciousness that was released in human form. It was that level of consciousness that is the very highest level of energy and light. that came into a human body to show the human level, to show the human level that within each self, which is within each form, there is that very highest self, that highest energy self. And this Christ consciousness came into human form to show to man that it is possible for all souls in even the physical level to be released into that very highest self. Because as a soul is released into that highest self, there is no time. There is no time in consciousness. And that highest consciousness self, that highest level, whether it is in the earth, whether it is in the earth body or the earth level of consciousness, or is within another dimension, it does not matter. The only level is that level that exists in timelessness. And therefore, this soul, this highest light being of the highest form, came to show the earth level, that there is no separation, that there is only the highest level of consciousness, the highest energy, which is that energy of love. That highest form of power is not physical power. The highest form of power is that highest level of love. And therefore, this consciousness, this Christ consciousness that came in the form of a man called Jesus, knew and experienced the highest levels of power, and that is the level of love. Power is misinterpreted on the physical level to mean that which is acquired and that which is used to separate one from another, to make one stand out as a stronger ego or a more important self. This is how many souls interpret power, and they separate themselves from themselves and from others. But the Christ consciousness would not accept the earth interpretation of power, but lived in that highest level of love at all times, and was in communion with all souls on all levels. Therefore, the souls that were out of tune with themselves lived in a state of threat because of this very high energy that threatened to invade them and to release them. And this was why Jesus, the physical person, was destroyed, because it was difficult for those who were of a different level of enlightenment to receive this very high power of energy, which seemed to contradict their own natures. And therefore, they turned upon this energy, trying to destroy their own. It was a way of trying to destroy the threat of being released into knowing and understanding themselves. And therefore, they killed the physical body of the man called Jesus, which merely released this energy and this knowledge to many others. But down through the ages, through time, there has been a misinterpretation of this Christ, because it has been used in other different forms of power. Man has taken the life of this very high energy,
this high love energy being, this very high self, which is the Godhead, and has brought him down into their level of consciousness and has interpreted his life on their own level, and therefore have pulled this understanding down into the earth levels of consciousness in many ways, and this is why it is interpreted so differently, the life of this Christ, because each self, each religious order is on a certain level of consciousness and can only interpret that which it knows and understands. And this is why the important truth is that which is understood on the knowing level, on the living level. The Christ consciousness that came into the earth is still that pure consciousness, but the interpretations of this consciousness vary a millionfold according to consciousness levels of the earth and of the consciousness levels of those time organizations that interpret what they want to understand. But as this Christ has been interpreted in the wrong ways, that is when many souls get locked into the wrong understandings, because instead of truly tuning in and knowing and experiencing that Christ self within, they lock themselves into interpretations that can hinder them. This is where we say that the true knowledge, the true understanding is that which comes from the tuning in, the true self tuning in to the true nature of all other consciousness levels around, and that true nature of Christ still exists on the earth, that true nature that walked in the physical plane is still of that very highest level, and it is possible for souls to tap into that true nature. But to try to interpret that nature is a means of destroying and holding down and putting limitations up on this nature. It is not important for man to try to interpret with his mind. It is not important for man to put down what he conceives. It is more important for man to tune in to his own nature, that knowing level, and then he knows and understands the truth. But by trying to interpret what they think is the truth, it is often limiting. It is often not only limiting the self, but limiting and many others by false concepts. The Christ came truly to show, to live the truth, and this is the only principle which is important in the earth level, is to live those truths which you know within your own being to be important, to be that which does not bring separation. The Christ consciousness was separated from nothing, and that's why the death of the body was merely a point of release. Was that lesson which the earth had to learn, that the earth continually limits itself by cutting off that which it truly needs to know. And the cutting off of this Christ consciousness was symbolic of how individual souls will cut off and try to kill their own true natures. This is the meaning of the Christ consciousness, the Christ as he lived in the earth level.
Is this the only instance where such a consciousness came to earth level?
This consciousness exists in all, is in every soul, but it comes in different forms of enlightenment. The Christ consciousness has come through many forms, has been come down in many forms of during the Earth's existence, and this is that consciousness, as we said, which is released. However, the Christ was the consciousness that was released, more able to live in its true form. But there are many levels of the Christ consciousness. We shall say that Christ consciousness exists in every soul, because the Christ consciousness is that true consciousness, that highest level of consciousness in all matter. It is that very highest form.
But had it appeared, or does it appear, or is it now, or in the past, in another consciousness, just as Jesus was? Has there been other instances such as that?
Yes, as we say, there have been other instances where the Christ consciousness has appeared, but it has been different degrees to which it has been released to the earth.
Are any of these any that we are familiar with?
There are some that you are familiar with, but there are many that you are not, because often the Christ consciousness can appear in the most simple of being, the most beautiful of souls that live of the greatest simplicity and love. But the highest forms of the Christ consciousness has come in the very simple, the highest forms has come in those who have not received the great world renown and the great world recognition. But there have been many souls who have lived up on the earth, who have been released into this higher consciousness. And because they have not accepted or received the recognition, because the Christ consciousness is the highest form of love, and it is not a form of power and recognition. This is a very difficult discussion, because to understand the nature of the Christ consciousness, it is difficult to describe the true meaning of that which is real. To put it into words is to limit it, it's the very nature of putting into words. This is a form of limiting the true meaning of God, the true meaning of Christ. The way only to truly understand is to know and to experience this nature.
Yes, I truly understand the difficulty. Is there one now, physically alive in the earth, who is of this Christ consciousness?
This is the misunderstanding of man, to think that a one soul will return, just as the form of Jesus. But this is not the way that it is to be understood. The Christ consciousness is alive within all levels of consciousness. And as it is awakened in each soul, as it is released and awakened, it is that much more released and awakened in the whole universe. This is the misunderstanding, that a being in the form of one such as Jesus would return. But this is the misunderstanding. The message that the Christ, the man Jesus came to bring, is that all are the Christ consciousness, and therefore you are the Christ consciousness. I am the Christ consciousness. This soul is the Christ consciousness. But the Christ consciousness seeking to be released, seeking to know its own. The Christ consciousness is that consciousness which is the highest level of all life. It is that level of complete attunement and knowing. And the misunderstanding is that a being would appear in some way of power. But those who appear upon the earth and claim to be the Christ consciousness, this is a sign that they are not, because this is a sign that the souls that seek to be recognized as the great ego, as to seek to be recognized and have the energies to come to them. This is a sign that the energies are in the wrong place. This is a sign that the soul is not released in its Christ into its highest form of consciousness, because the Christ self does not seek the recognition, the to be set aside and put up in levels of energy where others will send their to worship and to adore and to idolize. This is not the purpose of for which the Christ came. The Christ came, Jesus came to show an example that all have that same power, that all are a part of that. And therefore, beware of those who come and say that they are the returned Christ, because they are at the opposite pole of energy. They are the negative poles that are seeking recognition in the wrong ways and are drawing the energies to them that are distracting the human energies of people as souls, as the energies of souls look to another to receive all their knowledge and to say that another is of the highest, that another is to be worshipped and adored. That takes the attention away from going within and knowing the truth from within the self. Therefore, no soul is to find the perfect being outside of themselves. There is no such thing as the perfect being outside. That the soul that is distracted from going within is going through a waste of energy. Every self, every soul is a teacher of another soul. Every soul is a student, and every soul is here to learn and to teach. And this is why we say that when you find these souls that are seeking to be recognized, that this is what is considered the Antichrist, because this is not of the nature of the true Christ. And the Antichrist are these false energies, that distract humans and take humans away from the real journey of knowing their own, the Christ self within, knowing that oneness. And the only journey is that journey that each individual must take alone, the experiencing, the knowing that comes from the inner attunement. and the souls that live on the power, the ego trip, have a long way to go in their journeys because they are limiting themselves to certain level of consciousness, and therefore they limit many other souls. Any soul that attracts and draws from other souls the energies that they use and use for the ego satisfaction are merely putting themselves and also hindering the growth of other souls. The true teacher, the true savior, so to speak, is the one who teaches souls to tap into themselves, to know the truth from their own being, and not to idolize them and say that they are the God. All souls are the God self, and as each soul is aware and taps into that higher understanding from within, they are aware that there are no levels. There are truly no levels within reality. There is only that level of the. There is only that knowledge. There is only that understanding, that knowing of the highest form of energy, which is that love released.
One final question. What of the churches that exist in our culture, in our world today, where do they fit into this concept?
The churches are concepts in themselves that have been created through concepts. They are manifestations of concepts. And as they have manifested through various levels of consciousness, they have within them elements of the truth, but also the greatest factors that they have are they have limiting factors because they are outer interpretations, and they are limiting because they are working on the physical level. They are working on the outer level. It is where concepts have been taken and have been interpreted on a second level. And as each time a concept is interpreted, it gets further from the truth. It is very difficult to describe this principle. But every religion that exists on the earth, every religion is a conglomeration of many thought forms that have been put into a larger thought form. But this does not mean that this is the truth in itself. It is not the truth. The only truth is that within the self that is in touch with knowledge and the knowing and the realization. Therefore, the institutions that exist are of a second dimension. It is of a different dimension, and therefore it is further from the truth because it is an interpretation of the truth. It is not the truth itself. And therefore, by its very nature, it can be limiting. However, for the growth of certain souls, souls are attracted to that which they need for their growth. And therefore, souls often get that are in a certain level of consciousness are attracted to those levels of consciousness on the earth plane that are similar to their own, to go through patterns, to break through patterns, not only from within self, but these outer patterns. And as often it is important in the growth of a soul to work through certain thought forms of concepts and to work through them, to release them. And as this happens, often souls can come closer to the truth. There are often no mistakes that souls are choose to come into certain situations. There are many thousands and millions of different religious beliefs because there are this many different concepts that have been created. But the concept is one step from the truth. But again, this is on the physical level, and the human self has to go through experiences on the physical level and to go through these various thought forms. Experiences can happen to help release a soul into its own knowledge, and therefore the churches themselves are no different than any other thought institution. And the thought forms go through many, many levels as well. This is why the churches and all institutions go through all levels of life and death. But it's only when the death comes that life truly happens, just as the example of the Christ, the Jesus who lived. It was only when death came that the self was truly released. And the death of these thought forms, the death of these churches, shows that they are not reality. And as this death of these thought forms come, either within a person or as the death comes, as many churches go through cycles, all cycles, everything that is, even a thought form, is alive, and therefore it goes through cycles of growth. And these patterns are all important in the growth of the soul. So therefore, we are saying that they are not the truth in and of themselves, but they are paths. They are just aspects along the pathway to the truth.
And I believe now that we shall have to let our channel rest and come back. And that's the end of this tape. I would certainly like to hear your comments.